Welcome back to Funtown, everybody. It's Tuesday for us. It is Wednesday for you. I have an announcement. Stand-up comedy kind of back for me, I guess. I got a date June 26th and 27th. One show Friday, two shows Saturday at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. Just know they're at one-third capacity, so there's only 60 tickets available each show. So get them now. The link is on my website, toddcomedy.com. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to be here with my three friends. Jeff Oske, what's up, brother?
Hello. I am liking these new lowered numbers. I feel like my headlining, like I was bringing in 20 before on a headline night. Now I'm just doing a socially distanced 60 is what I call it. So only 20 are allowed.
Jeff graduated to a bringer. I mean, Jeff the bringer at these numbers. I'll cover half your room. 10 people, 10. I got you for half. Get half in there. You work the other one.
It's a lot easier to hit your numbers for sure. Austin Reels here. What have you been up to, brother? How's your week?
It's fine. It's fine. barely got to fine. It's not fine, but I'm gonna park it at that.
All right, trucking on. Jess Alsman, Lady of Radio.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just kind of still staying quarantined, even though it's kind of over for us. I don't know.
Kind of.
Stuck in the house, talking to squirrels and losing my mind. But
me too.
Guys love squirrels, so it's okay, right?
Squirrels are the best. The best. I love them.
Can we talk about your squirrel picnic table, which I think you've shared online?
Oh, yeah. I love it. The squirrels love it, too. They weren't sure at first.
Or is that a purchase?
I got it from Marnie's mom. She found it somewhere online because we had talked about it for a long time. But all the pictures people would send me, the tables were huge. And they stuck out real far from the tree. They just looked gaudy, like a little kid's picnic table screwed to the side of your tree. So this is an actual – yeah, I know. This is an actual squirrel-sized picnic table. Like probably four squirrels, if they wanted to be shoulder-to-shoulder, could sit two on each side and just go
Not during these times, but when the quarantine's over, you can pack them in for sure.
Yeah, and there's one enforcing the squirrel quarantine because if another squirrel tries to creep up there, whack!
They have their territories. I have learned. There's one squirrel allowed on my deck. And if anyone else comes up when she's up here, she just starts wagging that tail like, this is my territory.
Nice.
Predator, get away.
Big ass bitch tails. Squirrel.
Yeah. She's like, I found this bird seed first. Be gone.
Nice.
I love how Jess is quarantined with her squirrels. Todd's over there with a crew of 60 in his backyard.
I know.
Renovating a $12 shed into a $40,000 tiny home.
We're doing a home makeover pilot.
$12 shed.
It's nicer than my house. I got to be honest.
It is.
I don't even like being in this house.
You got a nice house.
I just love it out there.
Todd, do you have your list ready of all the people who came through in case you test positive so you can let them know that you had contact and probably infected them?
I do. It's a much smaller number than you think. I have Carson,
I doubt it. You're gonna
Marco
have to
Rivera.
Hire, you're going to have to hire like an Indian tech company to send the text blast out to everybody.
I think in total we're at 8, but nobody was here at the same time. So at the most there were 5 here at the same time, I think.
You're a monster.
So, pretty good. And 3 of those I'm around all the time anyway, or 2 of them, Sean and Marnie. So, pretty good. But Sean going back, he has to super quarantine. So, no one's been allowed over here for the last 5 days because his lady has a son who's really diabetic. So, his immune system's vulnerable. So he has to do that for 5 days and then go to a second tier kind of isolation when he gets back there. And then he can go fuck his lady.
Oh, he doesn't have to, have to be in the same room with her when they do that.
True. But I don't know how they do it. You know?
Can he stick it through a mail slot and she just back up to it?
Like the Jewish celebration with the hole in the robe, but except it's like a hospital gown.
No, I'm like saying that. An actual door with a mail slot. You lift up the mail slot, you slide your thing in her slot, and then she backs up to the door like she's like, I don't know, twerking. And then
what Jeff's talking about is just doing the mail, but with your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar.
Mail with your dick.
Just don't get the wrong house and get one of those bitey dogs that goes after the mail when the mailman throws the mail through.
Or Kevin McAllister. I don't think. Yeah.
Either one. Jess, you were drinking Johnny Walker.
I am.
Is that your go-to?
Scotch or bourbon. So whatever does the job. I really like, what is it? Oh my gosh. Glenmorangie. Yeah, that's a brand of scotch. I like that one. The Nectar d'Or.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry. I like scotch.
Jeff, what are you working on?
I'm working on a vodka strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
Nice, you dog.
Fresh.
Such a summer drink.
I did some pork chops on the grill with some stuffing and broccoli, and then add a little summer out grill and drink. It's hot as shit outside, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is.
It was hot today.
Check your local stations.
All right. Thanks for that weather update, Jeff.
Dude, was it yesterday? I think, what's today? Sunday, we had my dude Steve from Rhode Island sent us 17 pounds of Jonah crab claws, I think. And he's from Rhode Island. This is like how he makes his living, just pulling in crab, whatever, however that works. That's what he does. And he's a former like British military vet. Really cool dude. But he sends it on dry ice, the whole deal, and then like two big bags of scallops. So we cooked those things, boiled them over my fire pit in a big pot, steamed them, and then we cooked the scallops on a – have a griddle now inside my bar. Just a flat-top griddle. It's a four-burner griddle. Dude, you guys got to get one. They're at Lowe's for like $300. Get it right now and put it on your patio. It's the greatest thing ever. And it's got things that like come together and cover it. It's like weatherproofed.
Really?
No, I took those off because mine's under roof in there. But
yeah,
I almost burned down the shed, by the way.
With the griddle, making some stir-fried rice?
Because it was little rocky, you know, like for my taste. I wanted to just to not move in case I get really like into it, you know, like hibachi style. And I'm really cutting the shit up and throwing it around and squirting the oil. So I see two screw holes in the back plate. So I'm like, oh, I just put it up against the studs. The thing won't move. So Marnie's first thing she says is, hey, won't that get too hot? Like, it could burn the shed down. And we're like, shut up. You're fucking stupid. It's fine. This part doesn't get hot.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah. about halfway through, she's like, oh, this fucking wall's hot. I'm like, what? And then we start to see smoke a little bit. So Sean and I are scrambling to get the screws out with the screw gun. And they're hot as fuck. I touch one and burn myself. So he grabs tongs. Grabs them and throws them to the side, and we pull it out. And there's this you can't see it, you have to go underneath because it was kind of underneath the trim board, but black across there. Yeah,
dang.
We were almost burned down the $57,000 garage bar.
Oh my god,
bar on the first
one
night.
Week of it. Oh, wow, first night. Donnie's been looking at your Instagram and he keeps showing me, he's like, look what Todd did. I'm like, yeah, we've talked about that a couple times.
I think
we should. When are we supposed to go over there? Do they want us to come over there? Or I'm like, I don't know, Donnie.
I think we're going to try to pull it together this weekend. So I'll let you know. I should know tomorrow.
He's admiring your shed. He's calling it a she shed.
It's a he shed, she shed.
He said she's. I like that.
You have to. Do you have a shed at your house?
We don't. We have a. Oh. We have a. What do you call it? It's a deck. But in the air, like a balcony deck.
Oh, yeah.
The walkout basement. So there's a lot of potential underneath
this
deck. You
just build a bar right there.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a bar in their back house, especially now, because now, like, the world's changed. I probably won't go to bars now. I just sit out in my fucking bar. Everybody wants to come over, fine. But I'm like, and we talked about it, like, how much you save, because anytime Marnie and I go to brunch, it's like $280.
What the fuck are you eating?
Dude, no, it's not the eating. It's the drinking.
$280. How many drinks do you have at brunch, Todd?
You're going hard. 8 or 9.
What? No.
Yeah, we sit there for 4 or 5 hours. We don't fuck around.
You're drinking all day. That's
we
not
We don't
brunch.
Just show up and get some eggs and eat it and have a little mimosa and call it. No, we brunch. We fucking, it's an experience. We get it from 10 to 2. Austin, 10 to 2.
10 to 2 brunch. So you do all of brunch. You hit the full brunch window.
I would be asleep 2:15 to Monday. if I drink that much at brunch.
Yeah.
You're a champ.
So we're like, oh, we'll save money. We'll stay at home.
That's fair then. Okay. 280 for 4 hours of drinking. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
That's in Broad Ripple.
Bloody Mary's.
We don't even brunch downtown. That's in Broad Ripple.
See, the great thing about justification is that it's like, well, if we buy this $300 griddle, that's two trips to Fujiyama's. And we're even. Won't go to Fujiyama's ever again.
Not to mention the $300 in stuff you're going to buy to try it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Grab the filet mignon and the shrimp. That'll be $47. Oh, shit.
We calculated all the crab that Steve sent in the scallops. The scallops are the little round.
Yes.
Okay.
Flat.
Yeah. So we calculated like market price on those and we were like, dude, this was well over $300. We just paid for the griddle because we're eating for free. Like we would have ordered that. No,
done.
Justified.
Yeah, justified.
Justified. I love it.
So outside of what's going on in the world, how do you guys feel about easing back into things? Like your work, Jess and Jeff, your work hasn't really changed much, right? Except you guys utilize streaming a lot more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not going in. Oscar goes in though. He's still going in.
Like, oh, you don't go in?
I don't at all.
From home? Oh, okay.
Which kind of sucks. It's just like, it's just me. It literally is just me in this house talking to the cat. I'm like, can you believe this salesperson emailed me this? And the cat's like, meow, whatever. And I'm like, I don't care either. I'm getting paid. I should be very happy. But I'm just losing my mind. I have nothing to talk about or talk to, I guess. You know?
Yeah, welcome to my world. This has been the greatest, even though I've been killing myself physically, this has been the greatest like 18, 19 days of my fucking year. Because I was starting to go a little nuts, I think. I was like just thinking weird thoughts, talking way too much to the animals. It was getting weird up in here. Because Marnie works a lot still. She's gone. Just me. Did you get a chance to check out Mack Weldon yet?
Yeah.
Is it awesome or what?
It's great. It's great. Yes. I bought 4 pairs of shorts from them so far.
Are you serious?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a quality product.
Nice. I got pants. I got a t-shirt. I got some socks. I got some underwear. Their underwear is unmatched. It's the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn in my life.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm wearing a pair right now.
Yes. Dude, I have not, because I've been working on the shed every day. I've not wanted to waste them because I know I'll destroy, like I'll probably throw away all the underwear I've been wearing during this. So I've been saving them. Just sweaty and mud.
Eating too many tacos and getting mud butt.
Yeah, and I don't want mud butt in my Mack Weldon underwear. Yeah,
you don't
want to
ruin the nice underwear. These are like date underwear.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll save these for a wedding. These are my nice drawers.
Like when I want to
impress my lady and make her think I give a damn.
Jess, did the Don get some Mack Weldon?
Oh my gosh. We got tech cashmere long underwear and like a long sleeve shirt. And he's so excited about cashmere. And of course, I was like, I'm getting you some boxers because I've heard nothing but good things. So waiting for the boxers to get here now.
I'll tell the people listening to the show right now, I'll tell you this. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. It is so easy. Like I probably changed my mind 10 times on my order. until I got exactly what I wanted. I was like, because they got all these, you know, group packs where you can bundle, you know, if you want socks, underwear and shorts or whatever kind of combination package you want, or you can go individually. So it's just easy. If I can do it as a 48-year-old man who battles with the internet and technology, anyone can do it. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more that you will ever wear. Promise you that right now. Is that hoodie you're wearing right now, Jeff?
Yeah, Mack Weldon? This is my favorite hoodie immediately. And I get cold, like at my work, it's freezing all the time. I don't know why. But I wear this to work, and I've worn it once, and I had four different people compliment me. And I don't buy nice clothes normally, but I have to wear nicer clothes to work, nicer casual. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, every time I wear anything from them, I get compliments, and which for me, I look like I'm homeless. So if you can make me look good.
Yeah.
He looks sharp.
He does look good.
I love that hoodie. Man. It's honestly the most comfortable hoodie I've ever had.
I'm going to have to get on there and order me a hoodie now.
I just ordered another one. It got here today.
Nice.
I'm super excited.
Well, here's the deal, man. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear when you get them, you can keep it. They will still refund you. No questions asked. That's how confident they are that you're going to love these underwear. And not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well too. Like it's for active people. Trust me. Mack Weldon really does value its loyal customers. That's why they've created the Weldon Blue Loyalty Program. Here's how it works. You create an account, which is totally free. Then level one, place an order for any amount and never pay for shipping again. Level two, once you purchase $200 worth of products from Mack Weldon, not only will you continue to receive free shipping, but you will also start saving 20% on every order you make for the next year. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that.
Oh, it stacks to next orders. That's pretty great.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, level two grants you access to new products before they're released to anyone else, as well as free gifts added to future orders. I'm telling you, they're all about making you feel like you're a member of the club.
I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, look how good those underwear look.
Got mine on.
Dude.
Now I got to hitch up my pants.
Is my brother still belts?
You
can get Jeff a
belt. You don't need a belt. You got to show those underwear off. All right. So for 20% off, just for our listeners, for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code FUNTOWN. That's MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code FUNTOWN. And you get 20% off your first order. So take advantage of this special offer. It's only for you guys. And trust us, all four of us agree, Mack Weldon, probably the best clothing company on the internet.
It's the nicest clothes I own by far.
There you go.
Ooh, take a picture in your new boxers when you get them and tag us. I want to see them.
No, don't you dare.
What?
Send it to Jessica.
Just send it to Jess. Just tag Jess.
If they
want to
show off how much they love their Mack Weldon undies, then I'm not going to yell at them.
So. Yeah. But if you place an order, tag us in that order. Screenshot it. Definitely tag us in it. Let us know that you're using it. These promo codes, hey, that's what keeps these sponsors around. And if we keep the sponsors around, then we can put the show out for free. So that's what makes the world work. So I wouldn't recommend a company that I didn't like, either with anybody else, Jeff, Austin, or Jess. Unanimously, we love Mack Weldon. Please use our code.
I'm having the exact opposite effect. It's never just me. Like, it's always somebody here. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, I'm going to go fucking nuts. I love my family, but I don't need to see anyone all the time. Like, all right. Like, it's like, oh, okay. Hey, I need a break. Oh, okay, I'll go outside. Oh, okay, so you're 20 feet and a wall away from me. You're still here. You aren't really gone. Like, we know. Like, it's like we try to fool ourselves, but we know the truth. But now in Indianapolis, I got to be honest, I think we just declared quarantine over. COVID's done, and we're just back at it. Like, it's like everybody's just packed everywhere, like not giving a shit.
Gyms open back up.
I can't believe.
Yeah, Marnie was so excited. Her gym opened up today, so that's where she's at right now. She's like, ah, I'm gonna go to the gym afterward. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing.
It's the worst place to go.
Well, the one I go to, it's like, it's the Orange Theory. So it's like the boutique fitness. So you all have stations technically. So I guess they're only allowing so many people in at a time. They're making you stand spread out in like areas. You can't even go in until it's like your class time. And I haven't even gone yet. So I'm like super stoked, but I'm like, I should probably take another week.
Yeah.
Cause the 2 months.
So gross.
Ease back into it.
Yeah, I'm like, let these hardcore people go in now, and I'll just go next week maybe.
Gyms are just body fluid and used air. That's all they are.
Yes.
Just recycling through everybody else's CO2. I don't know. That would be the last place I would go first.
Do you work out, Austin?
I try to, but no, probably not enough. I ride my bike to work sometimes.
That's good.
Do you really? You ride to downtown from where you live?
That's it's about 7 miles each way.
Ooh, it's not bad. Look at you.
Nice. And do you have a nice bicycle?
No. I have a single speed bike.
So you really have to work at it.
Yeah, and it's got a horrible gear ratio. It's like 46 to 16. It's brutal, but I have giant monster thighs, so I just power through it. I don't. It's a day in the park for me, kind of. But a lot of my friends are like, "What the hell are you doing?" I mean, there is a hill on Capitol that I'm sure I look ridiculous on. But
other than that, do you stand up to do it? And you're like,
"Oh yeah." And I don't have bike shorts or anything. I'm just.
You need to get them. I feel like
really
you need to be full of Lycra. Yeah.
Get him a Fun Town like bike spandex out.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be a good one. We should make it mostly the green and white, though. I think that would be the no black on it, nothing. Just green and white, head to toe.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, biking.
I haven't ridden a bike, and I can't tell you how long.
It is fun.
My son's mom was really into mountain biking when I was married to her. And we, in fact, on our honeymoon, because I was in the police academy, we only got like the weekend for our honeymoon. And we went to Brown County, Indiana, and we rented like a little cabin. It was the worst. Like all they have is little antique shops there or whatever, you know, it's boring as fuck. And I had a fancy mountain bike because she was into it. So we got him, and I had a friend that worked at a Schwinn store. So he got us these bikes like 40% off. So we're decked out and we're full gear and everything. And we're like, all right, this will be awesome. Finally, we're going to do something cool. We'll just go hit these hills and get some trails in. We get lost, and we were out there for, I don't know, 6-7 hours. Can't find our way back. We're fucking about ready to murder each other. I'm like, you need to shut the fuck up. She's like, you don't know where you're going. I'm like, I'll hit you with this fucking bike. Yeah, was like on our honeymoon. Just ruined the whole honeymoon. It was horrible. And then back to the police academy.
Wow.
Definitely a sign of things to come.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Dude, I know I'm 47, but even if I hop on my kids' bicycles, like, I'm like, whee! Like, I love it. Like, I'm just like,
it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I feel great today. Like, something about the wind through the hair. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not man enough for a motorcycle. So I just,
motorcycles scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. When I was in high school, my parents bought one of those recumbent bikes. You know what they are? Like, my dad got one and got all in. I think he rode it 2 times or whatever.
But very expensive too.
Real late at night, because my neighborhood was a big loop, I would roll up a huge joint and put it in my iPod and just roll around on the recumbent bike doing laps around the neighborhood. It was incredible. It's kind of dangerous though, because you do start to get a little sleepy because you're laying back.
Yeah.
Coasting along. Gosh,
that's just coasting in traffic.
Yep.
Like, what is there's he like doing? Nobody out.
Are you a bike rider, Jess?
No, I've got like a cheap old like $80 bike from Target hanging in the garage that I don't remember the last time we rode them. We both got bikes because when we got the house, like, we're going to become, like, you know, neighborhood bicyclers.
You'll save money in the long run. You won't go out to bars because you'll be biking around the neighborhood. I know this. I've been there.
Yeah, no, it didn't really happen. I think we did it twice and we saw a bunch of kids and we're like, who do they think they are? They can't even drive. We can drive. Yeah. And then daddy didn't like it because it's like, it hurt his bum and area. And
it does hurt.
Sucks. He's like, you got to invest in a better seat or a better bike. And I think his bike is too small for him. I think this is a kid bike.
Does it have the short cranks? Yes.
It's so awkward. I was like, you should have got the pegs at least. And then I could like go with you. Like massive, I'm behind.
Like a bear on a tricycle roller. Yeah.
Poor buddy.
Hey, Austin, have you ever had a motorcycle?
No, fuck no.
See, I think we're all on the same page. Like, I had a really bad bike wreck when I was a kid, and ever since then, like, pavement versus skin, I'm like, I would never have a motorcycle.
No,
ever.
They're terrible news.
A unicycle.
A unicycle. Whoa.
Anyone?
I think
you've had it. Have you had a unicycle, Jeff?
Oh God, no.
Oh, no, I can't. Be so impressed.
I'm so off balance, just in my life choices and my unicycle. I think you can get a decent one for two.
You think so?
Well, that's half the price of a regular bike. It's only one wheel. The juggling on the unicycle.
Four of it sometimes. You know,
I do.
I mean, you lay it out just simple to be, and I love it.
The people that can juggle on a unicycle, like, I think they were supposed to be Navy SEALs. Like, they're wasting, like, that's so much agility and balance and natural leverage and body positioning. Like, you're not supposed to just be juggling on a one-wheeled bicycle. So you're supposed to be doing something greater.
I think there's two paths to that ability. There is honing your body to peak physical condition and ability, and then also just smoking so much pot in a garage somewhere. Both can get you to that level, Todd.
A lot of focus.
It's commitment on either end, however you put it.
Now, Jess, if Donnie was like, hey, I got a unicycle today, I'm gonna start unicycling, would you be like, this is awesome, I want a man who can ride a one-wheeled bike? Or would you be like, I don't do it around me? Like,
I'll be supportive. I'd probably video record him a few times. Like, this is great. But if he was spending hours working on his tricks, I would just probably go on Call of Duty and like log into his account and just, I don't know, shit on his name somehow. Just, like, yeah, remember, this guy used to be good. He sucks now. He's on a unicycle.
You would screw up all his stats.
Yeah. I'm like, why do I keep losing?
I love that Jeff assumes that Don's going to just form some sort of repertoire that he does, and he's going to have it like a unicycle act. No, Don, I told you, listen, I don't give a shit about do the Toro at the end. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
He's really good naturally at stuff. Like, if you give him an instrument, he's like, oh, how does this work? And he just starts playing it. So
he's so probably going to get guitar on the
unicycle. Probably. I don't know if he can juggle though.
So,
but if you can play the guitar and ride the unicycle, fuck juggling. I mean, that's way cooler.
Yeah, as long as he's not singing John Mayer or something. Sorry if that's your
jam. You could be a juggling Jack Johnson. Just do Jack Johnson covers while you juggle.
Yes. I got to turn off some of Sean's equipment real fast. It's getting loud over there. I don't know what's going on. He's got one of those portable game systems, and it's blasting Call of Duty music in my ear.
Oh, nice.
And then his iPad's firing off. So you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to quiet the room.
So I'm looking on here. You can get a pretty solid unicycle on Amazon, $150.
Whoa.
So I was 50 high.
But a lot of them are also 100, so I think you're spot on.
Ooh, well, there's a 20-inch one for $36.
Jeff, I think you have a natural feel for the unicycle community in this unicycle game, and I'd like to get you on one. I'd like to see just what you got. You've done so many other jobs. Unicycle rider, I think, would be right up there. No problem.
I think Jess needs to. What if Donnie's like, hey, we're going to be, you know how there's Segway couples that you see downtown on their Segways together? He's like, no, unicycle couple. we're both going to take up unicycling. Would you be down to learn how to unicycle?
Oh, for sure.
Really? So if we all pitched in and sent a unicycle to your house, then one of the two of you would be cycling within a month?
Yes. Especially if there was an obligation tied to it.
I think
I'm going to give it my
all. That's worth $100 of my dollars to watch.
I'll chip you in.
Watch you guys unicycle.
Get them doing unicycles.
What size unicycle do you think you need?
Yeah, what do you think you guys are?
I don't know. I'm like 5'6". So
I don't even know how to measure that in bicycle terms. Is it the height of the, like, from the wheel to the seat, or what the crossbar? How do you, what's the measurement?
Ooh. Let's see. Unicycle.co.uk has got all your answers here. We need a leg measurement.
Oh,
20 inch unicycle is typical to learn on. Although a 24 inch may be better in some instances. I have short legs though. You know that. I have short legs. So I need to be close to the ground.
Are we doing a learner one, or are we throwing in the deep into the pool here? I mean,
I say we get them the learner one because really I don't want to spend, I just want to make fun of them. So the minimal expense possible where I can still make fun of them.
I see.
I don't think my jokes are going to get any better just because they have higher quality unicycles. You know what I mean? They probably get better the lower quality they are.
I did see this the other day.
What if we get a used one?
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Definitely.
Now we go over.
They're
going to
use it once, and then it's going to hang up next to our other bike.
I've got to at least practice. Although I don't know who I'm going to practice. I guess I'll practice in the garage.
No, you want to. So here, I watched this the other day. Somebody got like a piece of canvas and like put it down almost like a canvas, like a drop cloth out in the yard. And they were practicing on grass first.
Great idea.
So that when they fell onto the yard and not onto the garage floor. So
I'm going to have to get knee pads and elbow pads.
Oh, you need a helmet. I'm not buying any of that. I'll buy the unicycle. That's where I'm.
Would you ride it through a hoop of fire?
Of course, if I am able to actually ride said unicycle. If I can't be on it for more than 3 seconds, no fire.
Yeah, true.
So do you think Don would ride it off of a ramp? Is he that much of a jack of all trades that we could get a ramp jump?
Maybe if it was on grass.
There's no way you can effectively jump off a ramp on a unicycle.
I don't know. Well, we have a hill in the backyard. Maybe he could just go off the deck and just
see. I mean, you're going to crash. There's no way to land a unicycle. There's no handlebars. Just steady yourself.
That's what I was going to say. The jump is easy. The land is complicated.
He would just jump in the air and then flip it off airborne style. What is that movie? Is that the movie with rollerblades or skateboard? I think that's rollerblades. He'll be like airborne and then
parkour, tuck and roll.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Ta-da. Just loses the uni and then Jackie Chan's that shit.
There is an extreme unicyclist who goes up into the mountains, up onto these plateaus, and is unicycling and hopping from rock to rock to rock on, like, you know, 1,000-foot rock cliff faces.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they're, I mean, literally going super fast and jump, like ollieing the unicycle over, you know, a 100-foot gorge onto the other side.
100-foot gorge.
Dare I say 500-foot gorge.
500-foot gorge.
Jesus.
Is there rockets on this thing?
There are no rockets. It's all just this insane son of a bitch on a unicycle.
Is it perhaps a anthropomorphic coyote of some sort chasing a bird?
I can't rule it out, Austin.
Would you say it's a coyote man?
Can you imagine like a military unit, like a specialty unit that fought from unicycle back?
Oh. That sounds like something China would roll out on you.
Yeah. Or somebody more calm, like Sweden.
Circus kids and stick them on unicycles.
Wait, do you think can you pogo stick? Is that going to be the same skill set as riding a unicycle? Because I was never good at the pogo stick. That's like a 1, 2, 3 hop and you lose it.
Yeah. I was never good at it either. Really? Oh, nice. You're a big pogoer?
I'm not big, but I can do it, you know.
Yeah.
I'll shake it loose.
I've done it once and it seemed fairly easy to me, but I didn't try to do any tricks.
Well, I was like 7.
I'm no Donnie.
Yeah. Pogo tricks?
Oh, I don't think I can even hula hoop anymore. That sucks.
I could never hula hoop. I don't have the hips for it. I don't know. Can't keep it going. I feel like I don't feel like very many guys are naturally good at it.
Yeah.
Hula hoop? Yeah.
Yeah. Women usually pretty good at it. It's something, it's like dancing. You guys have the hips for it. I don't know.
Donnie can dance. I can't. Okay. I'm like the robot. He's like freaking.
Oh, he's got the moves? Him.
Yeah. And step up or something. And I'm like, well, you know, just hey, body Jeff, roll on me.
Are you like Elaine with the thumbs?
Basically. Oh, I'm so bad. But if I'm really drunk, like I'm not flexible at all. Like it's worst hammies ever. And then as soon as I'm drunk, I'm the most flexible person in the world. Like I get all bendy and rubbery and I'm like, hey, but there's no like. Yeah, no rhythm whatsoever. Gotcha. Terrible. I'm just Gumby up there, not even going to the music. So
I can find it for short periods of time. So I just know, just don't go too long. Just do quick little boom, done. Take a drink, talk, another quick burst. So if I keep it to that, I look all right.
Okay.
But if I have to go long through a whole song, I lose it. I lose the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. In college, this is embarrassing. Remember, like, stop, drop, pop, lock, and drop it, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's cool when a girl would do it, but not when you do it 20 times in a row. Again, very drunk. And it gets to the point where my friend, she goes, you can stop that now. And I was like, what? I'm rocking it. And then by the time I went down, she just, like, tipped me over. Just like.
So what is this that you were doing? Pop, lock, and rocking it?
Or pop, lock, and drop it. Again, I'm very when a girl is standing up and then she like touches her toes, but doesn't bend her knees and then drops her butt to the ground and then like brings it back up. Did I do a good job describing that?
I think so. It's like a very sexy dance maneuver.
And when she's down sometimes, like say she's crouched down, sometimes she can open up her knees. Like, I don't know. I'm going to like.
Is that the Tootsie Roll?
It might be. I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know dances.
I don't either, but I know that one. Yeah,
no, not
the sounds like twerking to me. Is it twerking?
No, you do not stay on the ground. This is a respectable.
Excuse me, Jeff.
Respectable. I'm actually saying this, and I'm probably not even doing it right. It's probably not a pop, lock, and drop it. Everyone saw it was like stop. So
you were doing the totally wrong dance. The
probably. Total, not a twerk.
I'll show you guys sometime.
Hey, Jeff, twerk. Can I ask you a question? Away. Jeff, do you know how to do devil sticks?
No, and I just learned like 2 months ago that my girlfriend does, and I was like, you should have told me that date number one. Like that I should have known that before I decided to move in. Like that's not something you drop on someone that you care about 4 years into it. 4 years into a relationship. At least
she told you. Dude. Can you imagine you just saw pictures of her doing devil sticks and have to act like that's not a problem?
What are devil sticks? I have no idea what devil sticks are.
Devil sticks are those when you have two sticks and then like a thing in the middle and you
stick, sometimes on fire on each end.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I've seen it, the ones on fire. And they just they can kind of twirl it around if they want, and it makes a fire ring.
Yeah.
And stop it, reverse direction.
Apparently, my hippie-ass girlfriend has a mastered.
Awesome. But
that's a good skill, though. I feel like that's great to break out at a party.
Get her the unicycle. And she can do that. Oh, my God.
Can she do them when they're on fire?
I don't know. I just learned this about her like 2 months ago. And honestly, it kind of shook me to my core. It takes a special breed of person to do devil sticks, and I didn't know I was with a devil sticker.
I don't even know how you just happen into the devil stick lifestyle. How do you get introduced to it?
It's all festival living and jam band shows and stuff. And this is what gets me about devil sticks. It is hard enough to do that you would think somebody with that skill would find something better to do.
Again, that's what I'm saying.
It's not easy.
No.
Can you find something better to do?
She could be an astronaut, probably. Her eye-hand coordination and reflexes are so fucking strong if she can do that.
Brain surgery, heart surgery. No, she's doing devil sticks at a festival.
Not in front of me.
In Eastern Illinois.
I feel like that's how heart surgeons and cardiac surgeons practice. They just do the devil sticks. And
that'd be hilarious. You get to...
Let me warm up real quick. Bring in my devil sticks. You just all right, I'm ready. Woo. I'm warm.
Excuse me, can I have a different surgeon?
Oh man. Be your brain surgeon at the Devil Sticks regionals.
It's you.
Yeah, I'm here with the Johns Hopkins alumni team. How you doing, man? You having seizures still?
You know, though, that's so funny because there is one. There has to be one. There's all
devil sticks competitions.
Yeah, they have.
They're in it for the competition,
like the air guitar, like the world air guitar championships, and it's like, are you kidding me? And it's like, no, it's going to bring $500,000 into our city this weekend.
there's something
for everyone.
Oh, yeah. People jam down at air guitar for sure. Air guitar competitions.
Oh, air sex championships?
Air sex championships.
What? There's air sex championships?
Oh, they had them here in Indianapolis.
Really?
Was it last year, Austin?
Yeah, I think it was.
So you just pretend like there's somebody else.
Yep.
It's just you doing your thing.
So it's Brian and... When Harry Met Sally, basically.
But you're on a stage grinding and dancing and like getting funky and moaning.
There's competition for everything. There is.
Evidently.
I think devil sticks are competition. I don't care what anyone says. No one's in that for the sticks. They're in it to compete. Those dudes have ponytails, fucking braided goatees and big flashy pants.
Have you seen the people that do the four strings with like fire on the end, so they'll get like this crazy like circles going? And back when I used to go to raves with my friend, we would be standing there watching them and be like, they practice at home.
You have to.
Like they didn't just show up at the rave, grab four flaming ropes, right, and then perform these backbending flips while weaving them in and out of their arms. Like they've been at home in front of the mirror for the last 6 months waiting for this moment.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
It's absolutely contrived. They're doing a set, Jeff. They're going to leave there and be like, dude, I did 45 at that barn rave. It's a set that they're doing. These people are maniacs. Oh, they want so much goddamn attention, but they pick the dumbest thing to do. I don't understand it. I mean, comedy's dumb too, but
the dumbest thing, and probably, I mean, incredibly hard. It's an incredibly difficult thing. So
very much.
There's a lot to get hired for, like kids' birthday parties, 4th of July celebrations and parades. So there's things they can do during the year where appreciated.
It's not just dexterity. It's personal constitution. Do you know the level of self-esteem you have to carry on a devil sticks career? Do you know what you have to do to not ever be like, I'm a fucking loser?
It's a side hustle. It's like you drive an Uber and all of a sudden you're like, hey, you want to see something cool?
Can you imagine?
And you start doing out the window. Get an extra tip.
I want to know why they're called devil sticks.
Exactly.
Probably was it start as a cult devil thing?
I don't know. What that like they would give it a cool name. Like that community is going to have a good name for the thing.
Because it doesn't have to be bad. I enjoy deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Deviled
sticks. Yeah.
They used to be called nerd sticks, but someone was like, we need to change the name. People will treat us with respect.
What's the opposite of nerd sticks?
They're not going to make fun of devil sticks. That fear.
Yeah. That sounds way more cool.
Yeah, I'm a badass. Although deviled stick sounds good. That'd be like what? Like just deviled egg French toast stick combo somehow?
Yeah, just instead of fire, you just have mayonnaise at the end.
Yeah. Just a guy floating around a rave handing out deviled eggs.
I would be so happy to have a deviled egg.
They're the best.
Dude, you thought it took a while to get paid in comedy. Like, wait until you decide to become a professional devil sticker.
Oh, my
you
God.
You're going to be at least 8 to 10 years in before you bring in your first paycheck.
You make $5 before that. Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I've also been at a party where people were acting like they had a ball while dancing.
Oh, I can do
that. I had to leave the room. I was embarrassed for them. I couldn't.
Wait.
This thing, like, you know, where they act like they're holding a ball and they try to move around all cool. It was like a group of people doing that. Seriously, though.
Well, if you're on MDMA,
terrible.
You're moving that ball, my friend. You are doing great things in your head. Let me just put it that way. I have carried the ball, and that's the worst is when you're with other people and they are doing it and then they pass it to you and you're like, I don't want this invisible stupid ball, but now if I don't pass it on, if I don't act all funky and pass it on to the next guy, then I'm breaking the invisible ball tree.
Yeah. Oh, way to be a dick, Jeff.
Stop believing in the ball, Jeff. It'll go away.
We used to play invisible, Sean and I. Sean started it, but we would do it like you would go out for a pass and you'd throw it and you would do like a sliding catch and then you would throw it. Everybody in the party would do it. No dancing. It was more athletic with the invisible, but it's a good time.
That sounds like some sad washed up athlete game.
I would always, when you get tired, you just pretend like the person throwing the invisible sucks, like way over my head, Dick. And he just walks slowly.
That
went over the fence.
You and Sean are just playing over there, really. Just like little kids just running around, imagination going full steam.
Pretty much.
Awesome.
I know. Hey, I cleaned my garage today.
Oh,
for the first time, I think, since we lived here. And we've lived here almost 3 years. So I had all kinds of shit. You know how you do that first cleaning of the garage? You buy shit and you just stick it. And Marnie's really bad at it. She just grabs shit. She has piles of stuff in there. So I'm just moving it out. She has like stuff for horses, like a horse bridle, and then there'll be like a vibrator in the same box, and you know, and then over here there's some like little ceramic.
Man, she's a big vibrator. Into horses.
A bunch of little ceramic bullshit frogs. It's the worst. With me, I don't know I've assembled a lot of shit, evidently, because I just have parts upon parts, and I'm like, I don't know what this goes to. So usually I would pull like my dad, and I'd be like, oh, I better get a little Tupperware container and put these little parts in here and just stick them here in case I ever need them. And I'm like, no, they've been here 3 years. Throw it all away just by the shovels. Finally. So my garage, finally, you can pass all the way through it. For the first time. Yeah. Big deal for me. Like, I can tell like how organized Jeff's garage is because he broadcasts from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go. Well, if I turned it the other way, you would shit your pants. Madness. It is a fuckhole beyond fuckholes. Actually, we just got one of those bagsters. Uh-huh. Like the big bag you put out in front of your house and you fill up and then you call them and a year and a half later they come and pick it up. I got a bagster and it's we filled it up in one day. It took no time at all. And now I want to get a bigger I want to get just the roll off dumpster and just start trashing, throwing everything away.
It's a good feeling. I, during this construction process, bought a sander and a reciprocating saw or sawzall. Ooh, and nice. Guess what I found when I was cleaning up my garage? I already owned both and they're almost brand new. I had no idea. I'm like, oh,
so why are you selling these?
Yeah.
Are they stolen? No, man. I had them, but they were buried, and so I just bought new ones.
They were underneath some horse's dildo, which is bigger than my sawzall.
Listen, I have very little follow through, and apparently I tried to redo my shed 3 years ago. I don't even remember doing this, but I got all this stuff. What brand sawzall did you get?
DeWalt.
Yeah.
I bought a DeWalt, and I already had a DeWalt.
Oh.
Really?
On brand. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And it must have been in my subconscious, because I bought a Craftsman sander, exact one that I already owned, a Craftsman sander. That's
crazy. You're like, I think I need this one. This is the one I want.
For some reason, that's sticking out right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I bought it last year.
What kind of sander? Like a orbital?
Built? Yeah, orbital.
Orbital.
You put your hand on the top. I don't know if that's the good kind.
Well, if you want to sell one or both of those things, I'll buy them off of you.
Okay, sweet.
I need both. I need I have my father-in-law sawzall sitting almost at my feet right now.
Oh, really? Borrowed. Nice.
And Maggie wants to redo a coffee table, so I was gonna have to go buy an orbital sander.
Nice.
So
I'm kind of thinking about getting into woodworking. I think I would really enjoy it, but it's expensive. That's an expensive hobby.
That is,
buying all the tools and equipment.
You've got $8,000 investment in getting tools. Like, easily. If you really want to set up a woodworking shop, you gotta,
like, when you want to do it the right way, so you can't see screws sticking through from the outside, you know, like how I do things now.
You gotta get dust like collection.
If you want to glue joints together and stuff. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my next door neighbor, he has a setup in his garage, and he has a overhead vac that sucks up all the dust as he's cutting.
Wow.
He has like a ventilation system for the, you know, like that recycles damn air in the garage every so. And but he's got big, I mean, he probably has 50,000-60,000 worth of woodworking holy material shit in there. Yeah, I went over there, he showed me a bookshelf he made his daughter, and I'm like, yeah, they have those at IKEA for fucking $45, dude. Like, you spent 4 weeks and $300 building the shelf.
And he nice could have been talking already to his daughter.
But it was gorgeous. I mean, but it's just so funny to me that, like, well, you're a woodworker. Like, build something you can't buy at fucking Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because
you're going to spend way more
making the same thing. Though.
Exactly.
She might keep that forever and then pass it down to her children if she chooses to have said children.
Oh, no, my dad's a woodworker. He's a big he does a lot of woodworking.
Yeah, my dad does too, but he didn't start it until like after his retirement. So that's why I was thinking, if I would get the skills now when I'm ready to retire, because he had that 2 year learning curve where he had to learn woodworking post retirement. I want to be already ready. I'll be making fucking rocking chairs and shit. You know what I mean?
Is that what you want to build? Is that your thing?
Rocking chairs?
Right. I want rocking chairs to be my thing. I don't know why. I'll just give them to people. That's nobody's awesome going to want them. But
dude, I love, we have a Cracker Barrel rocking chair in the basement. We love
they're
it.
They nice. I love
people talk them about those rocking chairs from Cracker Barrel, and I just assume everything from there is terrible. But
oh no, it's fantastic. The food's fantastic there too. The peg game. I got that. What else?
I bet you that goes away with Corona.
Dude. Oh yeah,
Cracker Barrel.
I used to go to Cracker Barrel every Sunday morning, and for probably 4 months. Every Sunday morning for 4 months, I would sit in the rocking chair on the patio, and I would play chess against this old dude who would play the harmonica the whole time.
Aww.
Every day, turned out he was the devil. Fucking.
He was the devil.
Wanted to play for my soul, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm not doing that.
Did he pull out devil sticks for your soul?
That's how I knew. He wouldn't tell me why they named him that, though.
Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel. Oh my people God. Shit on Cracker Barrel, dude. I love me some Cracker Barrel.
Golden Corral, that's the other one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Golden Corral's a piece of shit. Cracker Barrel's top notch.
I love Cracker
Barrel. I'll arm wrestle you over Cracker Barrel's reputation. Like, I love that place.
You order out all the time from Cracker Barrel and go do curbside pickup.
Dude, they got a hash brown casserole that'll make me slap my mama. Like,
oh, that shit it's so is. Good.
I want to go so now.
Their chicken fried been? Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one bad experience at a Cracker Barrel where somehow there's confusion with the waitress and my order, which I took 10 minutes to order. So clearly I ordered more than what showed up. She put down a small plate with a single pancake on it. And I just looked at it. I was like, what is this? She's like, this is what you wanted, right? You asked about the pancakes. It's like, how did this happen? I ordered... Like, they have biscuits that they had there. This was down in Nashville. I ordered 9 items, single pancake. So that's all I've ever had from Cracker Barrel is one pancake.
Really?
How many stars did she have on her apron?
What?
How many stars did she have?
What, do they have like a general apron? System there? Like, what is this, like a
they full have like Yelp.
From the sounds of it, you Yelp were dealing aprons. With a no star. That's yeah. why yeah, you got this, fucked. You
they have star a, where
2 stars system? And up or I'm not... Send over Mabel. I want 2 stars and up, or I'm not having you wait on my table.
Are stars time-based, or is that like a Yelp review?
It's a quality and time-based. Like, it's reaching certain goals.
So I'm looking for, like, a green or blue belt minimum.
Dude, you see a 4-star, that lady's not going to... She'll remember your order for your table of 10 without writing it down.
And it's the best.
The badass.
She won't call you the same nickname as the guy right next to you either. She's got like a whole bag of them, like sugar, hun, sweetie. Like, so she'll treat you like it's just for you. And you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Although as a female, I'll tell you this. I work retail, and there is nothing worse than another woman your age or younger saying, oh, hun, it's over there. And I'm like, bitch. Yeah. I am way older than you.
Yep.
And I know where it is. I don't need to be, sweetie. And I'm like, you know my name.
I feel like when one woman says that to another woman, it's basically they're just, it's a substitute word for bitch.
Right.
Like they're being like, very cheap. Catty. Yeah.
I'm going to correct you now. You're welcome. I'm like, well, you're not my mom. And she could never do that because she wasn't lame. So. Nah. All right, that got a really bad place out of me. It came out of anyway.
There's a buffet that I do like, and they're not very many around. Jeff, when we were in Evansville, we stayed next to that. Was it Shoney's?
Oh, Shoney's.
Breakfast yeah. buffet. That was a good breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
I love me some breakfast bar bacon.
It's hard to fuck up breakfast buffet.
Yeah. It is, but.
Like you got your eggs, you got your bacon that's going to be overcooked. You got
it's weird because every
it's going to be wrinkly.
Hotel manages to fuck it up.
Yeah,
I've never had a good breakfast. Sausage.
Never had a good breakfast at a hotel. I don't even waste my time by getting up early.
Oh, I love it. I literally will
sit really?
Just to go get breakfast, and Donnie will not, and I'm like, oh. Gotta load the hump or whatever.
If it's a 4-to-5-story hotel near the highway with comfort or suites, I'm probably talking about comfort suites in the name, they're about to serve up the most dog shit crap that you can't believe somebody even gets paid to do. They should scrap the whole breakfast program and just get better beds. They can't do it right. It's awful.
You check the date, make sure it's expired. You get the yogurt, maybe the cereal out of the little grinder thing. That's pretty gross. If it's not down to the dust, maybe that's not stale. You're still good to go. It's
even awful. The hotel, you ever stay at a hotel where they make it fresh for you, the breakfast?
Oh, like
they'll make an omelet. Somehow still tastes like hotel breakfast. I'm like, how are you fucking doing this? The eggs are rubbery, just like the buffet, little continental bullshit eggs. It pisses me off every time. Dude, never had a good breakfast.
The key is Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, just smother
that
it.
You just got to smother that shit in Tabasco.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm saying it like a, I don't mean to brag, but like a fucking...
A Doubletree?
Doubletree, what's the one that starts with B? Up in Fort Wayne. Like
Staybridge?
No.
That starts with
anyway. I'll set my alarm. I'll go down. I'll grab some fruit. I'll grab like two or three yogurts, and then I'll grab like four or five cups of juice, and then I take it all back up and stick it in my fucking refrigerator. I go back to sleep, and then I get up and have juice and yogurt and fruit for breakfast.
And they give you the shortest fucking little juice glasses. Yep. Like it's like a double shot.
I can carry five.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's I have my yogurt and my bananas over here, and I got my five shitty orange juices in this hand.
And it's one normal size cup.
I like when they set up the waffle making station, like that's not going to turn into the most disgusting thing anyone's ever seen in 15 minutes.
I'm afraid to try it.
I hate it. I hate it because the kids are always like, "We're making a waffle," and then like the dad's got to watch it, and it's like it's 20 minutes they're over there, and I'm like, I didn't want a waffle anyway.
Or the mom who's texting her three unruly kids are like burning themselves on it.
Yeah,
their hands in the thing full of batter.
That part's awesome.
Just taking forever through the little line too. So, now, do you want sausage or do you want bacon? Just put one of each on there, hun.
You're going to eat either one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
So you guys have done the waffle?
I've done the waffle. It's How fine. It? If the waffle's there and you get there early, go for the waffle. It's the best thing they're going to have. Other than that, I do kind of like the pancake machine. Have you guys seen this?
No.
A lot of them have it. You just press a button and it like drops the pancake on and like eventually just spits it out to you.
Mm.
It's not bad.
I was at one and I was starving. So I did get up and I was like, I'm just going to, you can't really fuck up a bagel, right? But I wanted it toasted and they had a little toaster conveyor belt machine, you know, that runs it through. First one goes through, fucking scorches it. I mean, it's just charred. And I'm like, it's like on three or whatever. So I'm like, all right, let me take it down to two and run another bagel through there. Fucking raw, like it didn't even touch it. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I say to just grab two plain bagels, smeared it with cream cheese, and went to my room.
Yeah.
But I was so looking forward to a fucking toasted bagel. There's nothing better. Do you like the toasted raisin bagels?
I'm not a big raisin bagel guy.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's good.
Cinnamon I like a savory raisin? Bagel.
You like a what bagel?
Like you know, like an everything bagel or a sesame seed or something like that, jalapeno.
What about an Asiago?
I could do an Asiago.
I like an Asiago for sure. But the sesame, I'm not a big sesame seed guy. I'm out on sesame seeds. I used to be in, now I'm out. I'm taking a stance.
What happened?
No more sesame seeds.
What
I don't know.
That little seed have done to you, Tom?
When you're a cop, you eat in your car a lot. And I got tired of the fucking sesame seeds dropping down, you know? I mean, like, you can't eat powdered donuts and you can't eat anything with sesame seeds. Or it's going to be on your uniform when you stop the next car and they're going to fucking make jokes about it. Yep.
How was that donut?
Yeah. You have powdered sugar all over the front of your shirt. I don't know if you're aware of that. Yeah, just
sorry there, Officer McCheese.
Yeah. this has been fun, guys. Thanks for hanging out again. I'll definitely let you guys know, whoever is available, about this weekend. But I think it's going to be open for business. The backyard, he shit, she shit.
Are you cooking on the hibachi?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Always. I'm never cooking inside my house ever again. It's only hibachi.
Two big spatulas.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do the ta, 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 ta.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to learn it. I have to watch some YouTube videos.
I think the onion tower is the most impressive thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I even have the little boy thing that squirts the sake through its penis in your mouth.
Yeah, and now you're on a list.
Oh, no. All right. Well, this has been fun. We'll talk to you next week. Everybody, be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. We're out.